The marsh is alive with the chatter of hundreds of birds. They get more agitated as Blake Eldridge steers his small boat near a tangle of head-high vegetation on the shore. Just a decade back, this place was a different world.
There's nothing out here. I mean, it's just open pasture. And now we see cattails coming up and willows, some tules, you know, just really coming around.
Eldridge works for the Nature Conservancy, which owns this property where the Williamson River flows into Upper Klamath Lake. It was all farmland until the group blew up the dikes, letting the lake flood in and restore the original wetland. The spire-like tules and willows came in naturally, but there's one native water plant that's conspicuously missing, the wokus.
For us particularly, it's the Upper Klamath Marsh. It was 10,000 acres of wokus. It was said that a woman could gather her height in a pile in a day.
That's changed, says Perry Choctoot Jr., director of the Cultural and Heritage Department of the Klamath Tribes. As the wetlands were drained, the lily pads vanished, and the tribes lost a valuable resource. Seeds from the wokus yielded a yellow dye for their baskets. Those seeds also provided a major food staple, flour.
It's like farina and oatmeal had a baby called wokus.
The tribes would like to add wokus back to their diet. Reintroducing the pond lily should also create habitat for endangered fish species, says the tribe's ecosystems restoration scientist, Megan Skinner.
Wokus provides a lot of structure and habitat for native species. In particular, you know, larval and juvenile suckers out in the lake need cover from predation.
This is part of the reason the Nature Conservancy is reestablishing wokus in the Williamson Delta Marsh. The lily isn't moving in naturally, so Eldridge and a small crew are giving it a helping hand.
We're looking, usually trying to target places with relatively good cover from wind and a nice soft substrate. If you saw where we had harvested these from, it's in a roadside ditch.
U.S. Fish and Wildlife's Christy Adelsberger is working with Eldridge to transplant clusters of wokus throughout the marsh. She stands chest deep in the mucky water, wearing a bright blue dry suit that's a little too big, and mirrored neon orange sunglasses.
Christy, do you want me to take your sunglasses?
No way.
She takes a deep breath and disappears underwater, sunglasses and all, pulling a floating wokus with her. Suddenly, Adelsberger's feet shoot up to the surface, thrashing at the water, keeping her top half under. She pins the pineapple-sized bulb to the bottom with a large rebar staple.
Success.
Good job.
The crew calls this awkward dry suit ballet the wokus dance.
It's not pretty. You know, a bunch of flailing about.
This is the third year the Nature Conservancy has transplanted wokus into the marsh shallows. Some clusters seem to be thriving, sending numerous yellow ball-shaped flowers to the surface. Others haven't made it, says Eldridge.
I probably wouldn't be happy until all of the open water in this part would be wokus. But I probably won't see that in my lifetime.
Still, there's been enough success that Eldridge thinks it's worthwhile to keep going, making the wokus dance an annual event. I'm Jess Burns reporting from Upper Klamath Lake.